I remember at the e-assessment conference in Dundee, I think it was in 2012, where Russell Stannard was talking about providing feedback to students on the work, but doing it in a slightly different way, providing audio feedback into their documents. So rather than just writing on and saying what improvements they could make, it was a matter of actually recording into the document itself some spoken English, and as they were English as additional language learners, that was particularly powerful for them to be able to hear that. That process has just got a whole lot easier with an application called Kzena. It's really easy to use and free, and it's specifically geared towards providing feedback, and providing vocal feedback mainly. In order to use it, you need a Google account, because it works within Google Docs. Now, for some that might be quite difficult, depending on whether you have access to them in school, but if you do, if you have Google Apps for Education School, then this will be superb for you. You first have to authorise Kzena to have access to your Google Docs account. When you've done that, you can then just bring in any document, because of course it's linked to your account. So you open the document up in Kzena. Now, this could be a document that a student has shared with you, or a series of documents. You can open them all one after the other. The document opens in the Kzena environment, and then rather than highlighting text as you might do if you were trying to add a comment to a Word document, and using the add comment feature, it's a similar process in Kzena, but you can either type in a comment in the way that you would do if you were using Microsoft Word, or you can record an audio commentary. Now that could be particularly powerful if this was a piece of language work, whether it's in a second language or in English. So actually being able to add your comments directly in and then share them back with the student who shared their document with you, all with a few clicks, is so straightforward. You can also add resources, and there can be things like links to web pages or advice which is elsewhere that you've got on a blog or on your school website, or videos, YouTube videos, how-to videos. And that once you've got those resources in there as part of the advice that you're providing back, you can reuse them continually from your resources library within Kzena. It looks really, really interesting and can be incredibly powerful if, as I've said, you've got your setup with a Google Apps for Education account with school.